Rising grocery costs are affecting everyone, food banks included. That was a big topic of discussion at Wellington North's council meeting on Monday, June 22nd, which saw community updates from two local food banks. First up was the Mount Forest Community Pantry, and their manager, Derek Bridgewater, says the pantry currently supports over 300 households, but that number is on the rise.
In the final quarter of 2025, we had 46 new clients registered. Early 2026 data reflects this same trend, and I did see that we had a 46% increase year to date in total served.
Of the individuals served in the past year, there are 1,779 adults registered with the pantry and 1,005 children. According to a 2024 report from Food Banks Canada, many families and individuals require food banks because of the rising costs of groceries. And a Bank of Canada article published earlier this year says food prices increased by about 22% from 2022 to 2025. Prices for other consumer goods in that same period have increased by an average of just 13%. As a result of the foodflation, services like the community pantry are taking a hit.
Our food costs increased by 18% in 25 compared to 2024. Our year to date in 2026, the increase is 41% over the same period. Very, very expensive.
Food banks are sometimes required to purchase food from grocery stores, though to get the best price, they often shop during sales or choose to buy local. Bridgewater says the pantry is expected to see a 32% increase in total costs for 2026 due to the increasing food prices tied with an increasing number of people requiring the service. Next up was the Arthur Food Bank, which has had to increase its volunteer staff to account for the increase in demand from people in need. Going from 2024 to 2025, the Arthur Food Bank has seen a 14% increase in family intakes and 8% for individuals. The period from 2025 to 2026 saw an increased intake of 34% for families and 30% for individuals. Shauna Laugheed, the president of the Arthur Food Bank, is not expecting that trend to decrease anytime soon.
So you can see the numbers just keep growing, which is very unfortunate, but there's no chance as it's going to go down, unfortunately.
As for grocery costs, the Arthur Food Bank spent $18,577 from January to April of 2024. From January to April this year, that figure ballooned to $28,206, an increase of about 52%, and the Arthur Food Bank is projecting a total grocery cost of $84,618 for 2026. Donations in recent years have also seen a notable decline. From 2024 to 2025, the Arthur Food Bank's donation numbers decreased by 26.2%. That slightly rebounded from 2025 to 2026 with a 6.1% increase of total donations, but that still ultimately results in a net decrease of total donations over the two-year period. Laugheed says most of their donations comes from local churches, businesses, the township, and individuals in the community. I'm Mick Horvath reporting for The Grand at 101.